W-A-8-K-I-M repeater wires X-Net will start in 5 minutes.
Connecting
wires X to America link room now.
This is W-A-8-K-I-M wires X connected to 21080. 48 nodes.
W-A-8-K-I-M repeater Eagle, Michigan PL 100 hertz.
This is WA3PLI. We'll be starting up the International Wires XNet here on AmericaLink in about 5 minutes. Hope to see you all then. Bye-bye.
Marginal Lewis, try to make it fast and get out of y'all's way. Thank you so much. N5KCH, Texas.
Yes? N5KCH, I've got it now in Paris, Texas. Yeah, I can see it on the map. Yeah, copy that. So you're a little town called Sumner outside there. So they're having the wires link connection on there with America Link. So I'll go 7-3 to you, mate, and I'll get the send off to you again with another couple of little details. So you take care, mate, and I'll listen out for you again in the future. K5 NCH, VK5ZC, clear.
Well, definitely get you one. I apologize about not getting you one sooner, but we have custody of our grandchild, so it's still time job. Hey, that's 7-3s, and she's 2.5, just to let you know. That's 7-3s, we will talk to you later. November 5, Kilo Charlie Hotel, be clear. Take care. Was there, this is N5KCH, did not catch your ID on your call sign. This is November 5, Kilo Charlie Hotel, just acknowledging that you were definitely making it into the repeater. America's late. God bless. N5KCH.
KB3WB, looking for an audio check.
Big check. This is November 5, Kilo Charlie Hotel. Your audio is A1. Absolutely perfect. Mike Pena from N5KCH, Paris, Texas.
N5KCH, KB3WBN, the norm at 2TH, Philadelphia, pouring rain here. Your audio is 100% full gliding. Thanks for getting back.
Hey, Roger. Did not catch your name, but the name here is Steven, Sierra Tango Echo, Victor Echo Nora. I'm in Paris, Texas, and like I said, you are 100% into the repeater. I call it the link. America's number one link.
Repeat your name, please. This is KB3WBN.
Roger, Roger. Your name here is Steven Sierra Echo Victor Echo Nora.
Okay, Steven, name here is Norm. What bus are you coming in to the American room? Back to you.
Roger, Roger, I'm taking in room 290, but you're doing an extremely job, and my 2-year-old daughter, granddaughter's calling me, saying, Papa, so I'm sure you all hear in the background. Hey, we're going to clear out here to the America's Link, 60 kilometer nightly web, their Saturday night as well. Hopefully I'll get to talk to you again. Take care. God bless. N5KCH, Paris, Texas. Clear.
Looking good. Talking to you. Hope to catch you later. N5KCH, KB3WBN, and I'll be clear.
W2, Roger, you're starting on the look. CQ. This is WA3PLI with the International Wires XNet here on AmericaLink.
Again, this is WA3PNY. My name is Jeff, and I'll be in net control, at least at the beginning here, for the International Wireless Network America Link, room number 21080. This will be a directed net to provide for orderly QSOs and lively discussion. America Link is bridged to DB4 Fusion repeater FCS002, room 90, and FCS003, room 90. I believe both of those are working okay this evening. And that is open to all licensed amateurs. And at this time, I would call for any emergency traffic. Come now. This is WA3PNY. Okay, we picked up a VE3RGC. I'm not sure if you have emergency traffic, but your audio was unintelligible. Try it again. WA3PNY calling VE3RGC.
WA8KIM repeater.
Yeah, Gary, just VE3IGN.
You're not making it. Sorry. If you can get into a better position and you have emergency traffic, of course you can break in at any time and we will give you priority. Let's see. We extend a special welcome to operators younger than 18 for females and international callers. We also would like to say a thank you to clubs and owners of over-the-air OTA repeaters and all the rest of the people who have worked very diligently to make America Link and the whole network possible, especially the FCS reflectors and things like that. Without all that infrastructure, we wouldn't be able to have a net tonight. So thank you very much, everybody who's involved with that, especially Grant. Hold on a second. We ask that you allow an extra, like a 3 seconds between station transmissions. And when you are going to transmit, we ask that you press your press to talk key down for about 2 seconds before you start talking. And then hold it down for at least a second or two after you stop talking. There is a lot of latency in the network, and if you don't observe that, we end up with people on top of each other, and also we lose either the beginning or the end of your transmission. We don't want to do that. Anyway, stations are allowed to make comments and break in through net control. Are there any general announcements for the net? This is WA3PNY. Okay, nothing heard. This day in history. In 1885, on this day in 1885, the dismantled Statue of Liberty, a gift of friendship from the people of France to the people of America, arrives in New York Harbor after being shipped across the Atlantic City in 350 individual pieces packed in more than 200 cases. The copper and iron statue, which was reassembled and dedicated the following year in a ceremony presided over by U.S. President Grover Cleveland, became known around the world as an enduring symbol of freedom and democracy. Okay, moving along, we have radio amateur news. Let's see what we got this week. Of course, next weekend is Field Day. Field Day is an annual amateur radio exercise widely sponsored by IARU regions and member organizations encouraging emergency communications preparedness. Among amateur radio operators in the United States, it is typically the largest single emergency preparedness exercise in the country, with over 30,000 operators participating each year. Field Day is always the fourth full weekend in June, beginning at 1800 UTC Saturday and running through 2059 UTC on Sunday. since the first AWOL field day in 1933, radio amateurs throughout North America have practiced the rapid deployment of radio communications equipment in environments ranging from operations under tents in remote areas to operations inside emergency operation centers. Operations using emergency and alternate power sources are highly encouraged since electricity and other public infrastructures are often the first to fall during a natural disaster or severe weather. To determine the effectiveness of the exercise and each participant's operations, there is an integrated contesting component, and many clubs also engage in concurrent leisure activities such as camping out and cookouts. Sounds great to me. Operations typically last a continuous 24 hours, requiring scheduled relief operators to keep stations on the air. Additional contest points are awarded for experimenting with unusual modes, making contact via satellite, and involving youth in the activity. One thing that we would like to also bring to your attention is the fact that Field Day next Saturday, starting next Saturday evening, is going to run right through our normal time for the net. And so part of the question for tonight will be, what do you think about moving our net to Sunday evening at the same time on Sunday evening so that we wouldn't be competing with Field Day? At any rate. Also, this Saturday night is very close to the beginning of these nets. The first net on America Link was held on 11 June 2016. There were 33 check-ins. 3 checked in from Australia, 3 from Canada, and the remaining were from the United States. This is WA3PLY. My name is Jeff, and I'll be your net control operator for this evening. The next section we have is just ahead in radio sport. June 17th, that's today. Making sure. Yep, June 17th is today. The Feld Hell Sprint. Also, the AGCW. The VHF UHF contest on CW. The the 17th through the 18th is the All Asian DX contest on CW. 17th through the 18th also the SMIRK contest on CW and phone. The Ukrainian DX Classic RTTY contest. The ARRBSK 63 contest. The IARU Region 1. 15 megahertz contest on CW and phone, the Stu Perry Top Band Challenge on CW, and the West Virginia QSO Party, CW phone and digital. That's all those are on June 17th and 18th. On June 18th, there's a WAB 15 megahertz phone contest and a Kids Day contest on phone. On June 19th, there's a Run for the Bacon QRP contest on CW. On June 22nd, there's an NAQCC CW Sprint, and also an RSGB 80-meter club championship contest on single sideband. The quote of the day, the most important thing in the world is family and love, and that's was spoken by John Wooden. W-O-O-D-E-N. The most important thing in the world is family and love. John was a coach in the United States. He was born on October 14th, 1910, and passed away on June 4th, 2010. America Link strives to be a community venue with a newsletter, a Yahoo group, and website.
We ask that you please participate and become involved with the content of these tools. The newsletter is sent to email addresses of stations with email addresses on QRZ.com. So if you check into the net and we can get to your email address, you will get a newsletter. If you did not receive a newsletter, it may be because your email address is not listed. You can request to have your email address listed by emailing it to K3IH. We usually have a question for the net, and as I alluded to before, we have a two-part question this evening. First of all, are you ready for Field Day? Anything special going on for Field Day this year? And what do you think about moving the net next week to Sunday evening instead of Saturday evening? Well, that brings us to the end of our general announcements and the kind of stuff that we usually try to put together every week. We're going to start our check-ins, and we're going to do it in sections. Our first section is early check-ins, mobiles, short time, in and out, female and youth, followed by our second section, which will be international check-ins, and our third check-in section will be domestic check-ins. We usually take that in two pieces, the East Coast and then the West. So let's go to the top. We're going to start with our first check-ins, which will be early check-ins, mobiles, and short-time stations, in-and-out stations, females, and youth. If you are in any of those categories, please check in now. This is WA3PNY.
Delta 1, XJ United, November.
QB 2 VQS, Bravo 2, Air Quebec Sierra, in and out, please. Number 5, Kilo Charlie Hotel, early check-in and mobile.
J, Sue, Gaithersburg, in and out.
Okay, let me acknowledge the stations that I have. I have VU1XUN at Vanna. I have KB2VQF in and out. M5KCH Steve, early check-in and also mobile. And WI3J Stu in and out. Now, we try to give our stations preference since they may be getting out of range of their repeaters. So, Steve, N5KCH, any comments for the net? This is WA3PNY.
I appreciate y'all letting me check in early. I am mobile, and this is the first time I've checked into the America's Net. I'm enjoying it a bunch, and I've been away for 7 years, and actually in an amnesia state, and I hope that sounds good. Ask me about it later. Currently in an amnesia state for 7 years, and I go. So thank y'all so much. And if you are here, M5KCH back to make control.
Hello, fine, Steve. N5KCH from WA3PNY. Well, welcome back. As all I can say is welcome back, and it's great to have you here. It's wonderful to have you check in to our net this evening. And if you'd like to, if you're able to check in with us again tonight, when it's possible, just do a recheck-in, and we'll bring you right back in. Real fine, Steve. If you're out and about in your mobile, God bless, and have a safe journey. And let's go to the top of our list, BU1XUN, Anna. Do you have any comments for the net? This is WA3PNY.
Delta Uniform 1 X-ray United November. No comment, just checking in. From Manila, Philippines, 73 Mabuhay.
Oh, fine, Anna. You have a fine signal into the system this evening, and you're sounding good. Thanks for checking in tonight. It's great to hear you. Let's see, we have KB3VQS is in and out, but I'm going to just check and see if he has any comments. WA3PNY. Okay, nothing heard. WI3J, Stu, in and out also. Do you have any comments, Stu? Over. Okay, that's the bottom of my list, so taking check-ins early, we're in the first check-in section, so early check-ins, mobiles, short time, in and out, females to youth, if you're in that category, any of those categories, please check in now, WA3PNY.
Hey, Echo Zulu Tango, Northwest Ohio, in and out, no traffic.
W0KAH, short time.
WA8KIM, repeater.
4BDW, November 4, Bravo, Delta Whiskey, Brent Fleming, Kentucky, short time, please.
Kilo Bravo 900, Kilo Whiskey, Papa, Cornersville, Indiana, no traffic.
Kilo Zero November Hotel Victor K0NHV Mick Council Bluffs short time no traffic.
Okay, I got it on the list. And let's see, we got KE8EZI in and out. W0KAH short time. N4BDW, Brent, and he's a short time. KB9KWP, no traffic. K0NHV, short time. So let's go up to our short time, which is W0KAH. Any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
WA3PNY in the net, W0KAH, name's Ken, 4-Lot Echo November, and I'm located in the next town west from St. Louis, and I'm calling in via a Stark RF open spot using DMR radio, and it's working quite well, so I'm happy that it is. First time checking into the America's Net, so possibly we'll do it in the future. However, I'm a guy who works early in the mornings, so if it ends up being moved to Sundays, it's probably less likely, because I'm usually going to bed about this time of night. Anyway, I appreciate the net. Good info. 7301 W0KAH.
All right, real fine, Ken. I'm near St. Louis. Real fine. It's good to have you check in this evening, and when you can find the time and it works out in your schedule, we're here almost always on a Saturday evening. As I said, we may push it off till Sunday next week because of field day. Ken, thanks for checking in. I will go down to our next short time, which is N4BBW. Brent, any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
WA3PNY, this is N4BDW Brent. I'm located in Fleming County, Kentucky. First time checking to the America's Net. It's a real honor. Otherwise, no traffic. 7-3 all. And with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. N4BDW, clear.
Hello, fine, Brent. N4BDW, WA3PNY. Well, thanks for checking in tonight, and it's great to hear you. Great to have you along with us in the net. 7-3, and as I said, we may be on Sunday night next week. We'll try to figure that out and make some announcements, but normally we're here every Saturday night, except when it's field day, perhaps. KB9, KWP, no traffic. We'll get back to you in just a second, sir. We'll go down to our next short time, station, which is K0NHV. Any comments for that? WA3PNY.
Well, good evening, everybody. No, I don't have a whole lot to say. Just sitting here reading, looking out the window. Nice evening here in Council Bluffs, Iowa, about 71 degrees. And we got a couple of nice days coming up after some pretty heavy storms here last night. Quite a bit of rain to go along with it. A lot of wind. That's about it from here. I'll be listening. So have a great evening. Back to Net Control, K0NHV.
K0NHV, this is WA3PNY. Well, thanks for checking in with us and out there in Council Bluffs, Iowa. We have, at least we have the possibility of some rain here. By the way, my location is in Macungie, Pennsylvania, not too far north of Philadelphia. So thanks for checking in, 7-3. Let's go up to our first non-short-term station, which is KE8EZI, in and out. Let's just see if he has anything, any comments for the Nest, WA3PNY.
WA3PNY, KE8EZT, correction on the call sign. It is Echo Zulu India. It's so Echo Zulu Tango, no traffic, 73s.
Real fine. I got that correction. KE8EZT. Real fine. Thanks for being there and checking in this evening. And that takes us down to KB9KWP. No traffic, but do you have any comments for the net? Over.
No, Jeff, I didn't really have any comments for the net there. I'm glad doing a good job. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, everybody. And back to Net Control, KB9KWP.
Yeah, real fine. Well, the same to you also. I hope you have a great week coming up. Looks like it's going to be a good one. Thanks for checking in tonight, 7-3. And that takes me to the bottom of my list. Let's just go one more time for our first section of check-ins. Early check-ins, mobiles, short time, in and out, females or youth. If you're in one of those classifications, check in now. This is WA3PNY.
Kilo 8, Golf Lima, Charlie, Gibb, Portsmouth, Ohio, in and out, please.
Ready? No traffic.
Okay, we got two. KHELC, that's Gibb. Who says, who I checked in as an in and out. And I believe him. Real fine. Thanks for checking in, Gibb. You sound fine in the network. And also KB2YRE, no traffic. Let's see if KB2YRE has any comments for the net. WA3PNY.
WA8KIM, repeater.
This is KB2YRE. This is Dennis in New York City. My first time on the net, and I really didn't know if it was here or not, but somebody told me, and I thought I'd check in.
73s,
back to you.
Well, fine, guys. KB2YRE, WA3PNY. Well, thanks for being here and checking in, and it's great that that you could do that. And hopefully that will be interesting to you, and you'll come back. We're here. And as I said, normally every Saturday evening, but next week we may be here on Sunday evening, and that decision hasn't been finalized yet. But 7-3. All right, gentlemen, let's go to our next section of check-ins, which is is international check-ins. And we would like to call a couple of areas where we have a lot of check-ins. First, before we go to just international. So could I ask for callers from Australia, please call now. This is WA3PNY.
Kilo 5, Delta Fox, that's BK 5, Delta Fox.
BK 5, give it the power, BK 5, JP.
Alright, we got two stations, BK 5, Delta Fox, that's Ben, and BK 5, Juliet, Papa, that's Pete. Let's go to the top of our list. VK5DF. Dan, any comments for the net? This is WA3PNY.
Hey, good evening all. Good morning all. This is VK5 Delta Fox. Dan, currently mobile. Stationary mobile, but mobile. Comments. Yeah, if you've moved the net to Sunday night your time, that'll be definitely Monday morning our time, and you're definitely going to limit the number of people that you get from this side of the world on, but hey, I guess it's your and that's my only comment. Morning, Pete, and I sort of half administer one of the repeaters over here, so I do listen to you guys quite often. Hardly ever get a chance to call in, because I'm always doing something. So keep up the good work there, Jeff. Back to you.
Well, fine, Dan. VK5DF, WA3PNY. Well, thanks for the comments, and I will pass that along to Gary to let him know about that. I hadn't really thought about that, but when you said it, it made perfect sense to me. It would be Monday morning, and that would be a little bit difficult for many stations. Well, thanks for checking in, and thanks for the comments, Ben. And, hopefully we'll be here either Saturday or Sunday evening next week. Let's go to our next station. VK5, Juliet Papa, is Pete. Any comments for that, WA3PNY?
Yes, good morning, and thanks for putting on the net. Yeah, well, Dan pretty much said it all. I was going to say the same thing, and that's, you move the broadcast to your Sunday, and because the rest of the globe misses out, and it's a working day for the rest of the globe, and that's on a Monday morning, and that most people are at work. So it has a bit of an impact on your local call-ins. So basically I'm reiterating what Dan said. Good morning, Dan, as well. And to add to that, Dan is the caretaker of one of the South Coast repeaters that it broadcasts out on, and we also broadcast it out on a northern repeater, and that's in our Barossa Valley area. So it gets listened to two repeaters here in South Australia, plus myself on Simplex, it does go out. And although you don't get much of a check-in, I dare say there's quite a few listening in. So I'll put it back to you there, and again, thanks, and I dare say if 1 week's missed, I don't think it's going to make a big change in the scheme of things, and that especially if there's a yearly field day event. So back to you, and good evening to all listening. This is VK5, Juliet Papa.
Hello, fine, VK5, JP from WA3PNY. Yep. Well, I'll give the information to Gary, and he can use that to make up his mind. Either way, you know, we'll be making some announcements on Saturday evening, either that we will be having the net or that we will be postponing it till Sunday. So you might want to just turn around a little bit early and listen, and I will try to get the word out to everybody. Thanks for checking out tonight, Pete, and it's a great to talk to you this evening. That's the end of my list, of the list that I have, a short list. Let's see, are there any other stations from Australia that would like to check in? Come now, this is WA3PNY.
Okay. I do want to make an announcement also that we have 10 FCS-002 on FCS-003 who are kind of keeping an eye on what's going on the FCS reflectors just to make sure that there aren't people calling in and trying to get in and not making it. So they will let me know if that situation occurs. But let's take a break and see if there are any Australian stations on FCS-002 or FCS-003. Come now, WA3PNY. Okay, I did not hear anyone. How about Canada? Are there any check-ins from Canada? This is WA3PNY.
WA8KI.
Yeah, good evening, Jeff and all on that. This is Victor Echo 3, India, Golf November. Don here out of Ottawa, Ontario. Just an FYI, I'm on DE3RGC's node here. Disregard our last there. We had fired up the node and accidentally was keying it up during your preamble. But anyways, nothing to report. Just back to net control, V3ICN.
Of Victor Echo 1 Zulu Echo. V1 Kilo Echo Victor.
All right, well, we get three check-ins. VE3RGN, that's Don. Don has no traffic, but we'll still give him a chance to say something. VE1 Zulu X-ray, Brad. And VE1KEV, Kellen. Let's go up to the top. Don, that was no problem at all. I was just concerned whether it was somebody with emergency traffic. But at any rate, any comments for the net, WA3PNY?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff here. I'm on Ray's node, V3RGC's node here. It's VE3IGN here. Comments, I think your topic of the evening is field day, and are we ready for field day? Well, we're working up to it now. I just got to peek and tweak a few laptops. We're using the N3FJP software, I think, logging software. It's a good piece of kit, that's for sure. I've been using it for years. And I know it's a Saturday, and we're just peeking and tweaking the antennas. What we do, what we use are go boxes. We just throw them on the table, a couple of laptops, a couple of wires in the trees, and we're all good to go. And plus, we're in the ARL locator as well. And our net call sign, or our field day call sign, will be Victor Echo 3 Alpha India Romeo. I don't know if any of you guys heard that before, that in the previous field days we had, but we are V3A Air AIR. Anyways, back to net control, 73s to all, and 73s to you, Jeff, and good job on the net.
We'll find on VE3RGN, WA3PNY. Very good. Same situation down here, just starting to get stuff together for field day. And as you said, you will be on the air for field day as the coast station VE3AIR. Real good. Hope to hear you on one of the bands. Let's go to our next check-in. By the way, 7-7-3, John, and thanks for checking in tonight. Our next check-in is VE1 Zulu X-ray. Brad, any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
WA3PNY from VE1 Zulu X-ray. Very good evening, Jeff. No comments for the net. Our club's not having a field day this year, so... maybe next year, Jeff. Thanks for checking me in. Weather here is wet, rainy all day here, so hoping I'll get some sun there tomorrow. And once again, thanks for checking me in here. WA3PNY from VE1 Zulu.
All right, real fine. Grant, VE1 Zulu X-ray from WA3PNY. Well, yeah, I actually belong to two clubs down here in Pennsylvania, so I have to figure out where I'm going. Maybe I have to split myself. But real fine. 7-3, Grav, and thanks for checking in tonight. Our next check-in is VE1, KEV, Ken. Any comments for the net, WA3PNY?
WA3PNY, good evening, Jeff. VE1, Dual Echo, down here in Amherst. We don't really have anything to report there tonight either. Like Brad said there, that unfortunately we're not having a field day this year. Maybe next year, keep our fingers crossed. Follow the interest of there, I guess. Anyway, just give you another check in there, and wish all the fathers and dads and grandmothers and great-grandfathers a happy Father's Day there tomorrow. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jeff. 7-3. W3PMY from V1 Kilo Echo Victor.
Hello, fine, Kevin. Yes, good to hear you again this week. VE1 KEV from WA3PNY. Yep, that's true. Yeah, tomorrow is Father's Day, and so we also wish everybody that is a father in many different ways a good day. All right, that's the list that I have. But let's see if there's more Canadian callers who'd like to check in now. Come now, this is WA3PNY.
For the Golf 7 Lima Echo.
7 Lima Echo. Okay, I just picked up one this time, CG7LE from WA3PNY. Any comments for the net?
Yes, sir, Josh. This is Charlie Golf 7 Lima Echo, also known as VE7 Lima Echo and VE7 LEE. And I tried to check in using the repeater and the DD4 Mini. It doesn't work on transmit. I can hear you. And in regards to the net next week, on field day, I'll be out at the BC Overland Rally out in the mountains of nearby Vancouver in Agassiz Beefsack on Hemlock Mountain. So I'll be running HF. I'm too far from Vancouver to run VHF. So that's what's happening next week. This is Charlie Golf 7 in my Echo Ted in Vancouver.
Yeah, Ted, when you tried, do you know which reflector you were trying to get through when you tried to log in, check in, over?
BF2-90. Well, I've never, I got it linked into the repeater, so it's transmitting everything up to the repeater, so when I transmit on the repeater frequency, the repeater doesn't do it the other way around, back into the DB4 Mini. That's reflector 2-90.
All right, Ted, thanks for the information. CG7LE from WA3PNY. It sounds like you have some good plans for the next weekend, and well, we hope that you will have a wonderful field. Lots and lots of contacts. 7-3, Ted. Good to hear you. WA3PNY. And that brings us to the bottom of our list. The only thing I would say is, based on the information that Ted has just given us, if you are having trouble checking into the net on 2-90, if it's possible, you might want to try 3-90. Of course, if it works, 2-90 is okay. Let's go on to any stations from Japan. Are there any stations from Japan? This is WA3PNY. Okay, I heard nothing. No comeback from Japan. Any other international callers from anywhere outside of the United States. Please call now. This is WA3PNY. All right, I didn't hear anybody. No international calls for check-in. Of course, if there are international people trying to get in and they're able to call in and at any time, we'll gladly accept your check-in. That's not a problem. Anyway, we'll have some early check-ins. Let me acknowledge those. W4TSH, that's Bobby in North Carolina. We had E is in and out. We had N8WBD, Jerry in Southern Ohio in and out. And we had KK9W. I don't believe, he said no, in and out, no traffic. So we thank them for checking in. And we have another notation here from VE3RGN. Don was saying 7-3s. Very good. All right. Let's just take a break here and ask if there are any other international callers. If not, we're going to proceed to our domestic check-ins. Any international callers, come now, WA3PNY. Well, I didn't hear any. Just for your information, we're a little late tonight. We have 61 nodes that are checked in to America Link. That number usually goes up to 80 or 90, sometimes over 100. But at any rate, tonight's a little bit late. And it varies all over the map. Let's move on to our domestic check-ins. And we're going to start with United States stations east of the Mississippi. Please check in now. This is WA3PNY.
29, Sierra Crack Leo, KCQR, Woodland Rockford, Illinois.
W2SKPE, Montgomery, Alabama.
W2MHL, Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Oscar Bravo, Buchanan, West Virginia.
WDNGYM, Skokie, Illinois.
W3HH, Oklahoma, Florida.
Okay, we got a list. Let me acknowledge KC9SQR in Rockford, W2SKP in Alabama, W2NHL in New Jersey, Hackettstown, KB8ACB in West Virginia, Spokane, talk tonight, WD9GY, Skokie, Illinois, W3HH, Doug in Ocala, Florida. Let's go up to the top of our list. KC9SQR. Any comments for the net? And by the way, the question is, are you ready for field day? What do you think about moving the net from Saturday evening to Sunday evening? We've heard from our internet. So, what do you think? KC9SQR, WA3PNY. We are looking for KC9SQR from WA3PNY.
Well, groups activities in QPR and I haven't caught a few questions. I really can't give a full input on it, but I guess as far as we can get for Sunday night, I would not be opposed to it. Well, than that, I'll find it back to you.
Yeah, we'll find KC9SQR from WA3PNY. Yeah, it's a lot easier for us in the United States because it's Sunday evening. But, you know, as I said, some of the other fellows told us, reminded us that that would be Monday morning for them. So we'll find. Thanks for checking in tonight, and thanks for being here.
Let's go on to our, by the way, 7-3. I hope you have a good week. Let's go to our next check-in, which is W2SKP in Alabama, WA3PY. Any comments for the net, over?
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
KP, it's my first time on the net. It sounds great, and I'm really impressed. And I have two questions that I'd like to ask, but they're general questions. And number one is there a website where we can see what traffic is on C4FM to see which rooms are active? And question number two is, does anybody use a logging program where they can get the room and the number and the time and the call sign of the individuals they contact on C4FM? Back to net.
Oh, real fine. W2SKP, W83PLY. Let me answer your first one. The way I do it is I just do a Google on FCS002, and then it will come up on your Google search. All you have to do is click on I think it's probably the first hit that comes up, and it should you should be able to get who's on FCS002. I'm not aware of any page that does all of the reflectors, like on a single page, and how many people are logged in. There may well be one. If somebody has one, let us know. And the second thing about program for, there's a lot of programs for logging, and I don't actually use a program for logging. Believe it or not, I write them all on in a paper logbook. And that's just the way it works for me right now. So, real fine. Thanks for checking in tonight. W2SKP, WA3PNY, 73. Let's move on to our next check-in, which is W2NHL. And by the way, if people have comments for the two questions that he asked, please give them to us. W2MHL in New Jersey, Hackensown, W3PNY. Any comments for the net, or?
W3PNY, W2MHL. As far as Field Day, we will be down in New Jersey, in Sakasana or Roxbury and Horseshoe Lake. I think we're setting up like three stations. And as far as the net goes, I'm not opposed to Sundays, is fine with me. As far as the gentleman's comments, I know Wires X, the actual program, if you're using an open spot, well, you kind of, have to do what W3PNY said about logging in. You can check the I believe you can check the Yaesu site for C4FM. They do have the repeaters and stuff, but I'm not sure they tell you what's on. But the Wires X software itself does, if you have an HRI 200, and you're communicating through like a Yaesu radio, it will log or show you everybody that's on. But that's about it. Back to WA3PNY. W2MHL.
Hello, fine, Matt. W2MHL from WA3PNY. Well, it sounds like you're going to be busy on field day. Good stuff. All good stuff. Let's see. Yes, that you are correct. If you do Google on WiresX stations, it'll bring up a page and it'll show you everybody that's on WiresX and where they are on, what room they're in. A lot of good information there. Of course, if you're running a node, the way I am, actually, I'm coming in on a node also, and all of the rooms are listed there with the number of active nodes that are checked, that are logged in. So that's very interesting stuff also. But I'm not sure if that's available on net or not. All right, thanks, Matt. Thanks for the comments, and thanks for checking in tonight. 7-3, I hope you have a good week and a wonderful field day experience.
We're on for X-Check-In, which is KB8ACB, Spokane, West Virginia, WA3PNY.
WA3PNY, this is B8AOB in Buckhead, West Virginia. I think you got, it moves Spokane a little bit, don't think we have wires in West Virginia. But, anyway, I'm having some difficulty this evening, not really new, although a portion of the news near the beginning was, just silence. Several of the folks that have checked in, you apparently can hear them, but, I haven't been able to. And I was on, reflector 3, room 90 for a while, and, then went to 2, and 2 seemed to be worse than 3, so I'm back on 3 now, but, just thought I'd let you know that. Regarding the question, I'd actually, suggest you leave it at Saturday night, because, it would be a good topic to spread the word at, Field Day, and, I know some folks will be, wherever they can continue to use, their portable units or, other arrangements to gain access to the digital networks. And I think that might be good for the whole system. But I'll leave that up to the other powers. Plus, I'll help out those folks that do have to work on, Monday morning in a different time zone. But in any event, appreciate the net and everything everybody works on, and glad to be a part of it. This is Rich in West Virginia, KB8AOB, and we'll be clear and turn it back to net control.
You got my show. Comment.
We're fine, Rich. I saw something on my screen, didn't make sense, but it's okay now. KB8AOB, I got that correct now. Alpha, Bobo, Bravo, in West Virginia. Rich, thanks for the comments, and thanks for being there and for checking in tonight. Good comments. I will pass that along also to Gary. WD9GYM, any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
WA3PNY, it's WD9GYM, Skokie, Marty. Next week, I'm likely to be out at the field day site for my real club, the North Shore Radio Club of Chicago or Highland Park. And I have up at least three stations in Golden, and I think they can take a crack at satellite this year. So I'll probably be staying just in the setup portion. I don't know if I'm doing any operating. But it also would be good if there could be a demo of this digital network going on at the same time. So I'll vote one for keeping it on Saturday. I have a DVD4 Mini that I can take on a Raspberry Pi, and I think there's Wi-Fi out by the park out there, so you might hear me check in and get the video to have that. Back to you, WD9.
Okay, real fine, Marty. WD9GYM from WA3PNY. Really fine. Yeah, good comments. I'll pass that also along over to Gary so that he gets a good flavor of what the comments were. Thanks for checking in tonight, and if we have it on Saturday evening, I hope I hear you, and it'll be interesting. Maybe you can give us how things are going. It's field day. We'll see. Thanks for checking in, Marty, and we hope that you have a great week and a wonderful field day. 73. We're going to go to our last check-in. The bottom of our list is W3HH, Delgado, Kama, Florida, WA3PNY. Any comments for the net, over?
Yes, WA3PNY, W3HH.
My name is Doug in Ocala, Florida. And, I'm going to be going to field day, but I'm not planning on being there this late, so it wouldn't make any difference to me one way or the other about the net. But, it might be interesting if people were at field day, to, if they called into the net and say how they were doing and all that kind of thing, how the bands are and what have you. We had a pretty good day here today, but got a little rain and a little bit of go here, so it's been a little bit wet lately. back to you there, Jeff, and let you pick up some more. Thanks for doing that. W3PNY, W3HH.
Hello, Brian, Doug. W3HH from W3PNY. I'm in Ocala, Florida. Yeah, it's also off and on raining up here. We had rain this morning, and then it cleared up for a little while, and the weather map at least is saying that we're going to have showers most of the evening. So it'll be interesting. I think Sunday here is supposed to be a little bit drier. So we're fine. Thanks for the comments, and thanks for checking in tonight. As I said, we will be making some announcements, I'm sure, for the hour or maybe even longer before the net on Saturday, either saying that it will be Saturday or it will be Sunday. So keep tuned, and we'll let you know how it comes out. Thanks for checking in, Doug. It was great to hear you. We're at the bottom of my list, so let's see if there's any other stations east of the Mississippi where I can check in. Please check in now, WA3PMY.
Delta 8, Golf Romeo November.
We're in Spartanburg, Ohio, and no traffic for me.
Mayday,
Hey, I got three calls on time. KDHURN, KADNK, and N8ASH. Ted's one of our spotters on the FCS reflectors. So let's go with Ted, see what Ted has to say. Ted, how's things going on the reflector? WA3PNY.
It's a little bit choppy. You're chopping, cutting in and out, but I don't think you're missing anybody. I think you're picking up about everybody that checks into that reflector, and actually you're picking up a few more than I'm actually hearing, so it's not too bad, I don't think. As far as changing the day, it doesn't matter to me either one, Saturday or Sunday's fine, so we'll turn back to you.
Okay, Ted, we're fine. Well, thanks for that information. Sounds like we're doing okay tonight. you never know. You know, with network conditions and things can go awry real fast. Ted, thanks for being there and letting us know. Thanks for checking in tonight also. Let's go to the final list. KD8GRN. Any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
KDHRN. What I'm hearing on the reflectors is a lot of times there's a lot of lag going on, so a lot of times you'll hand it over to somebody and wait a second or so, and then pretty much they start talking and then you don't hear them and pretty much are doubling. That's what I think is happening a lot on F03, the audio quality seems to be fine. I'm listening to both the reflector and the Wire Sex Note itself, so a little bit more spacing may help with that, but so far you've caught everybody who's checked in on this side, so all is well over here too. As for Saturday or Sunday, next week, it doesn't matter to me, I'll be here both days, so whatever, basically. Yeah, should be interesting field day. I'm working Saturday, but I'm going to try to help set up one club on Saturday, and then Sunday I'll help with a different club take everything down. I won't believe that that's life there. Anyway, back to you on the controls. Let's get you here.
All right, real fine indeed. Well, thanks for the information. Yeah. Well, you know, you would know, because you've been helping us out with this with information like this. But there's sometimes tremendous lags on the network, and it gets to be really difficult. Every once in a while, also when I don't come back right away, the reason I don't is because the person who was talking stopped talking, but the indications of a signal on my software here says that they're still there. So I kind of have to wait until the green indications go away. So sometimes it's very difficult. So I guess if we wait longer, it's better. Well, thanks for being there. Thanks for helping us out and giving us that information. KE8GRN from WA3PLI. 73, I'll be on a great week and a good field day. K8BMK, you said no traffic, but do you have any comments for the net? WA3PMY.
WA8KI.
No, Jim, I do not. Just want to say hello to everybody on the net tonight. I think that maybe after everybody's been on the radio on the net, you know, the net on Saturday night, everybody's been working field day, they might not feel like getting on the radio, so I wouldn't be opposed to it being canceled if that was so big, but yeah, that's just my opinion. So, okay, 3PNY, Jeff, this is Kate and K. Daniel, I'll say 73 and turn it back to control.
Hello, 588 DMK from WA3PNY. Well, so thanks for the comments, and yeah, I can understand that too. You've been calling CQ for the past few hours. You may not want to hop on the VHF. Who knows? And indeed, we are talking about hands, though. They might. Well, fine. Thanks for the comments, and thanks for checking in. We'll go to, let's see, we do have one other station that I saw come up, and that was VE3RG, RGC, that's, that is actually the repeater up there, so that was probably just a key up. All right, let's go over to the West Coast, and the west of the Mississippi, and see if we have any check-ins from that side. Anybody like a check-in from west of the Mississippi, WA3PNY.
Kilo, Echo, 7, Alpha, Sierra, Mike, and it's Doug in Salem, Oregon.
KB9, Tango, 7, Black, Jim, here in Central, Illinois.
Peaks, CLA, Clark in Salinas, California.
Okay, we got a short list here. KE7ASM, Doug, Salem, Oregon. KB9TZQ, Jim, in Central Illinois. I also saw N2OKB, and also then K6CLA, Clark in Salinas, California, I believe it was. So let's go to the top. Doug, any comments for the net? KE7ASM, WA3PMY.
Well, none other except I'm trying to get up a HF antenna, vertical antenna, and we're finally got some warm days that I get some work done on that antenna so we can get it tilted up and active. I'm working out of an FT-991, a little fantastic rig that I just dearly love. So I think I got the antenna mast all assembled. I've got the antenna assembled and on the mast, and it's laying horizontal. And just as soon as I get the guy wire mounts done where they're supposed to be, then I'll tilt that up and I'll be going HF along with Wires X. We're having a nice, warm, fine day today, and hope all is experiencing some good weather. Although I see by the weather report, southwest United States is having a bit of a heat wave. Keep those people in our minds. KE7ASM, back to net.
Okay, I also saw W6WHD come in there, so we'll put you on the violin list. Doug, thanks for the information. Sounds like you've been busy and getting ready to put up your vertical antenna. Great. Sometimes you hear the news about the HF propagation and it sounds a little bit dark. But there's a lot of openings and stuff on HF, and you can work some good stations all over the world, even with sparse propagation. So very good. Good to hear that you're making progress, and I'm sure you'll love working with that ST-991. Thanks for checking in tonight, Doug, and good luck with the antenna. I hope it works very well for you, and if you can get it up before Saturday, there you go. You're ready for field day. 7-3. Have a great week and a good weekend coming up. KE7ASM from WA3PNY. Next check-in is KB9TZQ, Jim in Central Illinois. Any comments for that, WA3PNY?
This is KB9T. Almost like, yep. Yes, I'm getting ready for field day this week. Gonna take my DV Mega and go to a few clubs, field days around here, but it's not really into digital. You show them a little bit of DMR infusion action there. So I'll be listening around there. I'm probably here in the Midwest Hub FCS Reflector. I was gonna advertise that too. We got the Midwest Hub Wires X Room on the Wires X Room on 21565, and it's a link to FCS00269, and it's also got a Brandmeister talk group talked into it on 31171. And I'm going to be listening to them and probably listening here on America Lane on Fusion coming up Saturday for field day. So hopefully we can get maybe a few more people in the digital for that. And it's good to go up to now. I don't care if you run it Saturday night or Sunday with me, so I'll definitely be in there. I'll ship it back over to you and say 7371 on the KB9T. We'll take it.
KB9PZQ, Jim, Central Illinois, WA3PNY. Well, thanks for the information, Jim. And let me try to repeat this just to make sure so people can get it. It's Midwest Hub, and it's room number 21565, and there's a link to FCS002-69, and also Brandmeister, talk group 31171. Jim, did I get everything right? WA3PNY.
WA8KIM repeater.
Yeah, 100% correct there, 100% correct. You definitely got it going there. And like I said, it don't bother me if you ran the net next Saturday or if you run it next Sunday. I'll be taking care of that. So I would have checked them when you had ESO stations, but just had a phone call. Well, I have to admit, listen to the net, so it put me in a little bit later. Yeah, you're correct. So I'll say 73. And come on by and check out the room. There's not a lot of traffic in there yet. We got about 4 repeaters, but hopefully we're going to get a busy room going there. So 73, KB9, we'll take you.
Jerry, we'll find you. Well, that's the way they all start out. As well, all the rooms start out with small numbers of votes, but it grows fast. And we wish you luck with that. Sounds good, well on your way. KB9, DZQ, thanks for the information and the comments. Thanks for checking in, and hope you have a wonderful weekend and a great weekend coming up. We'll go on to our next check-in, which was N2OKB. Any comments for the net? WA3DNY.
Indeed, this is November 2, Oscar Kilo Bowl, and my first name is Francisco, just in San Francisco, California. And I'm located in Orange County, New York, and for those that don't know, where Orange County, New York is about approximately 55 miles north of New York City, in the suburbs of New York. And a very nice quiet town of Monroe, New York. And I will be operating here on field day. The most definitely, we're going to be doing some HF. It's going to be on 10 meters. Going to be running some 10 meters, and going to be running some 6 meters also from here, single side van, and 6 meters FM. And this, on 10 meters, I will be operating on 28.315 megahertz, and as well as on 6 meters. And all the digital modes are going to be present here. They're going to be running from C4FM on American Link. And going to be on VSTAR on 001 Charlie, operating from here. And for the first time, probably going to be very few out there with P25. We have a major group here. We're running on P25. I'm going to have some setup here for P25 on that day, on the field day. Being said that, over to you, the net control.
We'll find Francisco. Francisco. Very good. So like you're going to be a busy station. Lots of stuff going on there. He's going to be at 28215, and he's going to be running all digital mode. D-Star, Fusion, P25. At any rate, N2OKB. Keep an eye out, and wish for you good propagation. Good luck, sir. N2OKB, WA3PLY. Thanks for the comments, and thanks for checking in. Our next check-in is K6COA, Clark, in California, WA3PNY. Any comments for the net, over?
Hello, WA3PNY from K6COA. Well, you know what, I had forgotten all about field day, so now I've got to thinking, maybe I'm going to have to do something. Let's see, that's probably coming up next weekend, I guess. But anyway, yeah, I've just been hanging out today. There's supposed to be some openings on 6 meters off and on, so I've just been sitting here fooling around in the radio shack, monitoring 6 meters and also this America link here. So, I'm going to see what's going on with some of our local radio clubs. It'd be kind of fun to do a field day thing, with just the digital fusion stuff. Because close enough to my house, I could run it off my own node and do it with my HT. So, something to think about. Anyway, that's about it. As far as what day you have the net on, it doesn't matter to me. So, anyway, that's about all I got. You can all have a great evening out there.
Hey, Clark, and California, WA3PLY. Well, good luck, sir, with field day. Sounds like you're going to be able to have some fun. Some people have said that they're not going to be going to a field day station, but if you have a HF rig in your shack, you can give some of the clubs some contacts. So there you go. There's all kinds of ways to participate in field day. Clark, thanks for the comments, and thanks for checking in tonight. K6COA, 73, have a good week and a good weekend coming up, WA3PNY. I did see WHD keyed in, so
W6WHD. Any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
Gentlemen, W6WHD, Whiskey 6, Whiskey Hotel Delta, Sailor Moon, and good to listen to you. Don't call us in the moment.
All right, sir. Well, thanks for checking in. It's great to have you with us. Hopefully you also have a wonderful week coming up and a good field day weekend. 7-3. I'm at the bottom of our list. Anybody else west of the Mississippi like to check in? This is WA3PNY.
Kilo 5, Kilo, Oscar Yankee, Coy, North Dallas. No traffic, just in and out for the can.
Okay, got three stations checking in. K5KOY, Coy, is in and out, and just for the count. Thanks for checking in, Coy, and thanks for giving us another QSO here. It's great to hear you. I know that you've been here at the beginning. Very good. Good to hear you again. N0SNW and DW3HEM. Coy is in and out, so let's go to N0FMW. Any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
WA8KIM, repeater.
Good evening, everyone. Rob, N0FMW. I need a clarification on the net being moved to Sunday night. Would that be a permanent change, or is that just a temporary change for a field day? Back to you, please.
Yeah, Rob, if it gets moved, and we're not sure it's going to get moved yet, if it gets moved, it will only be for next week, and then it'll go back to Saturdays after that again. And it's not for sure that we're going to move it at all. So I'm going to give all the feedback that I've heard so far back to Gary, K3IH, and let him make a determination. Back to you, Rob. Any other comments? WA3PNY.
Yes, thanks. My comments about vanilla, I'm glad it's temporary. I'm glad it would be a temporary change because we have a local net tonight at the same time that this net would be occurring. It's a 2-meter single sideband net, and that's about my only chance to work sideband a few meters. So I would probably be checking into the sideband net. Maybe I could check in the bell. I'd have to have two radios going. But anyway, hope everyone has a good day. 73, N0SNW, back to net control. Thanks for running the net.
All right, Rob, real fine. N0FNW from WE3PMI. Boy, 2-meter single sideband. That sounds like it's a real hoot. Lex, Rob, sounds like it was a lot of fun. I remember I used to do that many years ago. I'll have to dust that equipment off. You know, maybe I can find somebody. But it is a lot of fun. And understand, you wouldn't want to miss that. Great. N0FNW, Rob. Thanks for the comments, and thanks for the check-in, and hope you have a great week and a wonderful field day weekend. 7-3, DW3HEM. This is WA3PLI. Any comments for the net? Over.
WA3PNY, DW3HEM, Echo Mike. Good evening, Jeff, and... It's here in the my QTH is Bulacan, Philippines. It's around 10:30 in the morning, and it's a very hot day. So for my comment on the net, it's good that you are there and conducting this net, and stay stations like us here in the Philippines is getting the chance to be able to connect with the world. So, anyway, I have no other topic. It's Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to you. And 73.
Well, we're fine with EW3HEM from WA3PLI. Well, happy Father's Day to you also. That's right, it's Sunday morning, 10:30, you said AM. Very good. You're having a hot day. Yep. We're supposed to have, I guess, cooling weather in Pennsylvania, so maybe we'll have a decent day after all. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for the comments. That's the bottom of my list so far. Let's see if there's anybody anywhere that'd like to check in. Anywhere, anybody anywhere. This is WA3PLY. Please call now, or...
Kilo Delta 8. Echo Kilo. Close the door, how?
Kilo 2 Delta 8.
Mike Delta 9.
XK2-3OQ, XK2-3OQ, saying hello to everyone from South Korea, and just checking in. Back to you.
Okay, let's take the list as we have it now. I have four check-ins, KD8EEK in Ohio, VK2EY, W1NBM, and 6K2JOQ in South Korea. Let's go to the top of our list. KD8EEK in Ohio. Any comments for the net? This is WA3PY. Oh, and by the way, my name is Jeff, and the question is, what are you doing for field day? Are you ready? And do you think would you think it's a good idea to move the net from Saturday to Sunday? We haven't made a decision on it yet, but we're trying to get comments. Let us because of field day. Who are you? K-E-A-T-E-K, W-A-3-P-N-Y.
Hello, W-A-3-P-N-Y. This is Kilo Delta 8, Echo Kilo. Not opposed to Ohio. Some 30 miles southeast of the state capital of Columbus. Yeah, I'm thinking since it's field day weekend, it might be wise to move it over to Sunday evening. Well, so I imagine many stations will be on the air enjoying our field day. That's my belief anyway. I do have a quick question. I was speaking to someone this morning, said something about a net on Mondays at 7:30 Central Time. And before I make the assumption that it's 7:30 versus 19:30, I'd like to be clear in my mind on that. Thank you. KD8EEK.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Yeah, we'll find KD8EEK, W-A-3-P-L-Y. I believe that the net that you're referring to is the MinWiz technical net. MinWiz technical net. And if I can successfully make the time zone change, I believe you're correct. That would be 19:30 Central Time. Over.
Okay, very much. Thank you, and appreciate it. J-E-E-K.
Okie dokie. Yep. I went and
And I've stated on that several times, and it's a very, very good map. At least that's the time. It was 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So that would, you're correct, Ron. 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Very good. Thanks for the comments, and thanks for the question, and thanks for checking in. Hope you have a good week and a wonderful weekend and field day. EK2DY, any comments for that? This is WA3PLY.
Yes, good afternoon. This is 7th, VK3DY, in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales. Basically suburban Sydney, about 45 kilometers outside of the central business district. It's 12:36 p.m. on Sunday here, and about mid-60s Fahrenheit, and sort of overcast. So just a winter's day. It's not field day here. We had a field day back in March, and it's also not Father's Day. We have a Father's Day in September. So I guess we're sort of optimistic for pretty much everything in America here. But at any rate, so it makes no difference whether you move the net or not. I will try to make it either my Sunday or my Monday. VK2DY, back to that.
Okay, real fine, Robert. VK2DY from WA3PLY. Well, you know, we'll give all this feedback to Gary K3IH and see what he wants to do. But at any rate, no matter what, if we have it on Saturday night or if we have it on Sunday night, we will be making announcements on Saturday night about either the net will be starting in 15, 20 minutes or an hour. Or it's not going to be tonight, it's going to be on Sunday. So if you listen on Saturday night, you can find out when the net is going to be. So that's, I think, the best way we can handle it. Thanks for the comments, Robert. Look forward to... talking to you next week, and... okay, on all of the different times, yep. Well, sometimes we in the United States forget about that other countries celebrate on different times. But a belated Father's Day to you, and I hope you have a wonderful week coming up. Sounds like you have some nice weather for the winter, and 7-3. We'll see ya. We're going to go to our next check-in, which is W1NDM from WA3PNY. Any comments for the net? We're looking for W1NDM. Any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
All right, thank you very much. Good evening. This is W1 Mike Delta Mike. I'm located in San Antonio, Texas. About 3 kilometers away, 3 miles from the International Airport of San Antonio. Special topic tonight, sir. And then regarding about the whole day, I will try my best to join that event. But no issues about the change of the schedule of the net call. Anyway, thank you very much, and happy Father's Day to fathers listening tonight. So, please, and Wilson, 2-1-FDM.
W1-MDM from WA3PLY. Well, we're fine. Thanks for the comments, and the best wishes for all the fathers that are listening. Real fine. Thanks for checking in tonight, and thanks for, as I said, thanks for the comments. 7-3, hope you have a great week. Let's go to our next check-in, which is 6K2JOQ in South Korea, WA3BNY. Any comments for the net, over?
This is 6K2JOQ.
crew calling from South Korea. My name is Ken. This is Sunday, Tokyo morning. Sunday morning. This is my first time connecting to Saturday night network booking. I have been to connect into American Link before, but for this Saturday night meeting, my first time, and it's quite interesting. And I'll be watching. Yep. Thank you, and 73. Back to you.
Oh, fine, we got 6KQJOQ from WA3PNY. Well, again, this coming Saturday, let's just say this coming weekend, we may move the net to Sunday evening, or may not move it to Sunday. It may also be on Saturday. In any event, no matter what happens next week, the net will revert to being Saturday evenings for the foreseeable future. So we're not moving it permanently. We would only be moving it for one week. But again, the way to figure it out is to listen on America Link, and we will be making announcements. And you came in using a node, and so I'm sure that we will have information on the text box also. Ken, you had a wonderful signal coming into America Link. Thanks for checking in tonight, and we hope that you have a Sunday and a great week coming up. That's the bottom on my list, gentlemen, so let's open it up to anybody anywhere like to check in. Please call now, WA3PNY.
W-A-8-K.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Yankee India Triangle, Bravo, Kilo Hotel 6.
Alright, I picked up two stations, KK4, YIT, and VE3RNM. Let's go to the top of my list, KK4, YIT. Any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
Yes, this is KK4YIT, Bravo KH6. My location is Honolulu. Local time 4:44, 16:44. Today I tried make an activation, a solar activation, trying to join the fuel date. But unfortunately, the condition in HF didn't allow me to make any contact. But this was a good hiking, and that will be my life. Thank you, Jeff, for taking care to the net tonight. This is KK4YIT, Bravo KH6. My name is Al. Go ahead.
I will fire off KK4YIT stroke KH6 from WA3PNY. I will fire indeed. Yeah, you know, with the propagation on HF the way it is, you have to be a little bit more patient and maybe a little bit more persistent. But a lot of contacts, really great contacts can be made even with the propagation we have. It's just sometimes it's just not there. Anyway, good luck. If you get on during the coming weekend, and if not, maybe you can check in to the net next week. 73, thanks for checking in. Thanks for the comments. KK4YIT stroke KH6 WA3PNY 73. And we'll see BE3RNM. Look, and no traffic, but any comments for the net, WA3PNY. All right, real fine. Real fine indeed. Well, Rick, thanks for the comments, and thanks for checking in tonight. It's great to hear you. And again, let me just say that we have Ted and we have Jeff
two stations who are listening and kind of monitoring on our FCS reflectors, and we thank them for doing that. And it's a lot of help for us to let us know, you know, what's going on. And also Barry. Barry has been recuperating from a fall, and hopefully he'll be back. But most of the work for getting this net going and getting coordinated is Gary, K3IH. And so we thank Gary for all that also. As a matter of fact, well, first of all, let me say VE3RNM. Rick, thanks for checking in tonight, and I hope you have a great week. 7-3s. Let me see if Gary is back. He said he might be back later. Gary, are you out there? W3PNY off and over to K3IH. Nope, not hearing Gary yet. He must be a little bit later than he thought he would be. At any rate, let's open up one last time for check-ins. This is the final opening for check-ins. Anybody want to check in? W3PNY. Anybody, anywhere. Over.
Hello, Lima Tango. Terry in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Easy.
Okay, I picked up two. Let's see if I got it right. VE3RIT, Terry, and N8OVV. Let's go up to the top and see how Terry's doing. Any comments for that? VE3RIT from WA3PNY.
Peter, I'm working through is VE3RIX, which is connected to what you're on, but my call is Victor Echo 3 Kilo Lima Tango, located in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, nation's capital, and no traffic, and I won't be working on field day as I'm preparing for a black powder competition in Upper New York State.
You're real fine, Terry. VE3KIT from WA3PNY. Well, that sounds interesting, a black powder competition. Good luck with that, and hope you have a lot of fun. We'll be here either on HF, I guess, for field day or helping with the net. Thanks for checking in tonight, Terry. VE3KIT, WA3PNY. Let me make sure that's correct. Terry, is that Kilo India Tango? Over.
Kilo Lima Tango. Kilo Lima Tango. Copy.
Yeah, it's just these old ears. What can I say? VA3KLT. Thanks, Terry. WA3PNY. 7-3, have a good week. Hey, OVV, WA3PNY. Any comments for the night? Over.
Here's Bruce. I've been listening most of the night. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, but I just wanted to have the opportunity at the mic and check in, so I'm glad I managed to catch the net before it came to a conclusion. And that's about it. I just wanted to give the net an extra check-in number tonight. And Dave made a suggestion on the moving the net. Not sure if that's a real good idea or not, but one of the things to think about is that when that comes to an end on Sunday night, when you think about how late the field day comes to an end, when you think about how late this net a lot of times run, people are probably going to be tired and wanting to get to bed so they can get to work on Monday morning. So they might not want to stay up for the net. So just a thought to think about. And I wish everyone a good evening, and hopefully for those that are fathers, have an incredible Fudge Day. This is Andy ODV.
Kilo Charlie Hotel comment.
All right, real fine. N5 KCH with a comment. We'll get to you just in a second. Hey, ODB, Bruce, over the road driver with a large truck, I would imagine. Very good. Bruce, thanks for checking in. I'm glad that you had the opportunity to do that, and maybe we can ride along with you a couple of minutes on your journey. Very good comment. You know, that's very true. They might be tired.
they may not be looking forward to checking into another net. And you're right, some of these, sometimes we are a little bit long on the net here. Well, thanks for the comment, Bruce. I'll get that over to K3IH and let him know, and we'll figure out what's going to happen. 73, wherever you're off to, and I hope you have a wonderful week and a great great weekend coming up, Bruce. NAODV, WA3PNY, 73. And 5, KCH, with comment, WA3PNY.
This is M5KCH, and if you're Stephen, you're Tango Echo, Victor Echo, Nora. I just wanted to let you know that I was on field day going to let the kids hear your America's Link net, and talk to them about Fusion. So I don't know if that's going to help any, but that would sure be nice to let the kids do it. So I'll turn it back over to you. This is N5KCH, back to net control.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Very fine. Steven, thanks for that comment. K5KCH. So you're going to be with some kids during field day, and it might be nice to have the net going on during that time. I'll let Gary know that also. Very good. Yeah, you know, when I first got into this, it seemed maybe I think I was thinking that it was a good idea to put it on Sunday evening, but now hearing all feedback, maybe not. Thanks for the comments, Stephen, and 73 again. Hope that you have a great week coming up and a good weekend with field day. And thank you very much for all that you do with trying to educate the kids about ham radio. That's a very important thing that we have to do much more of. That was the end of my list. I did say that was the last time, but let's just open it up one more time. Anybody else like to check in? WA3PNY.
Excuse me, K8EK, reject.
Kilo Bravo 3, Bravo.
Okay, I got two, KD8EEK is a recheck. And also acknowledge KB3KDR. Be with you in a second. KD8EEK, recheck. Any comments? WA3PNY. Okay, I did get VK2EBN, no audio, but just a November, I believe, is the only thing I got. But let's go up to KD8EEK, recheck. Any comments? WA3PNY.
Okay, let me say about that. Not used to fusion, and I don't know if there's a possibility exists of one station to cover another or something like that. But, yeah.